Well, it was 25 years ago that the St. Louis Rams embarked on a journey that took the sports world by storm. They unloaded an offense and defense, but the offense that the league had really never seen. And it culminated in a final trip to the Super Bowl in Atlanta, and this happened on Westwood One.
Warner and the Rams, who have gone three and out, back-to-back possessions. They go under center with three receivers to the right, one to the left. Warner back to throw. Airs it out. Deep down the right side, and the pass is caught by Isaac Bruce. He breaks away at the 30. Bruce to the 20. Bruce to the 10. Touchdown. Touchdown, St. Louis Rams. Isaac Bruce, 73 yards. And the St. Louis Rams, for the moment, have the lead.
The Tennessee Titans had one last chance, and they drove it into the red zone. The call.
Shotgun for McNair. Takes the snap. Looks to the right. Throws. And is complete to Tyson at the one-yard line, and he stops short. The clock strikes 000. Kevin Dyson caught the ball, and Mike Jones made the tackle at the one-yard line to preserve a win for the St. Louis Rams in Super Bowl 34.
What a celebration that ensued after that, and one of the greatest teams in NFL history, the 1999 St. Louis Rams, were Super Bowl champions. Coming up Saturday night, before the Cardinals take on the Cleveland Guardians, they will celebrate the 25th anniversary of the greatest show on turf. That is the theme night at Busch Stadium, and joining us, he will be there, is the offensive coordinator of that Super Bowl championship team and later the head coach of the St. Louis Rams. Mike Martz is back on KMOX. Coach, how you doing?
Good morning, Colin. I'm doing great.
Hearing those memories, those highlights right there, it never gets old, hearing those incredible moments, doesn't it?
No, you know, it's so much to think about it. Those players that were involved and how much fun it was to be around them and experience all that with him, you know, it's great memories.
It sure is. We should be playing highlights of Ackerman and Martz calling Battlehawks games. That was a lot of fun. I had some fun with you, man. What was it like going into the dome that day?
It's eerie. You know, I've been back a couple of times, and it just, the dome has a smell to it that brings back memories, you know, of course, coaching there and all the things that happened. So it's different. I just felt like I needed to walk to the locker room, you know.
Yeah, I know. It was an incredible moment in time. It really was. You took the league by storm. Mike, let's go back. I was with you every step of the way. I covered that team. I was a young reporter, 24 years old, and just thrown into this unbelievable moment. I had covered the Rams 2 years prior, but what had happened in Washington, and Trent Green is acquired. He comes over, the St. Louisan, and everything was going so well in training camp. There was a lot of hype even then. You know, we should say that during training camp, we felt it. The Cardinals, the Rams take the Cardinals' place, and the first couple of years didn't go well. But then suddenly, here they come. Dick Vermeil, after 2 years, and the staff is put together. You bring Marshall Faulk into the fray. You have all of these receivers. Did you feel it, Mike, that something special was going?
We knew in minicamp. After the first day of minicamp was kind of a bluster, wasn't very good. We regrouped a little bit. Defense had dominated everything. Everything is based on our defense, and they were like fourth or fifth in the league year before. So, and the offense that year previously was dead last. 32 teams, if there are 40 teams, it would have been 40th. It was just an awful offense. But so we went in and we had to just retool everything. And we did, and by the end of minicamp, what Trent was able to do with these guys too, and Marshall, and there was a feeling, there's an enthusiasm and excitement that was electric. We knew we were going to be really good coming out of minicamp. Then we got into camp, and it just absolutely caught fire. We got into the preseason games, and we couldn't wait for the regular season to start. I mean, we were rolling. Everybody knew it. Everybody in the league that saw us in preseason were taken back by what they saw, I think.
And I was there that night against the Chargers. Rodney Harrison runs into Trent Green's knee. Season over for Trent. Next morning, Dick Vermeil pounds on the table, says, "We will rally around Kurt Warner. We will play good football." What was your impression of Kurt Warner at that time?
Well, you know, in the spring, after minicamp, before we broke, he had a big staff meeting, and he left it up to me, the quarterback position from the time I got there. And Hostetler was a guy that a lot of guys wanted to bring in, and I'd had Jeff. He's a good player and all that, but you know, after minicamp, I felt I knew that Kirk could be a solid player. I didn't know how good he'd be, but I felt like he was good enough, and he was trying to do everything the right way. So we held fast with that and went through camp, and he didn't disprove any of that. The only problem I had was, could he handle the stress and the pressure? And you know, the first day that we had him start, and you know, after the injury for the regular season, not after the preseason game up in Buffalo, but in a regular season game, getting ready for that, he went. We have 12 plays in a drill called 7-on-7, with just passes, and he you know, the first 11 hit the ground. So Marshall, I said, "Can we start this over with?" He pulled him aside, and I listened to what he said. He said, "Listen, Kurt, you're our guy. It doesn't make any difference how good or how bad you play. You're a quarterback. We've got your back. Just let it go. We know you're good enough." And when he said that to Kurt, it just made all the difference in the world. From that point on, he caught fire.
Wow, what a cool story that is. Marshall Faulk, I mean, you talk about the straw that stirs the drink. He could do it all, couldn't he?
He could. You know, one of the things, I tell this story about him all the time, but I'm standing out on the field, I think it was probably my second year, 01 or so, and there was, we would go way back on a defense and research them on blitzes. We just didn't want to ever get surprised, you know, wanted the quarterback to be prepared. So there was a blitzes defensive coordinator had run on another team like 3 years ago, and we'd gone back and seen it, and it was a really difficult blitz for us to handle. But they only did it once, and it was 3 years ago, so I just kind of slept it off. I'm standing out on the field in practice, and Marshall walks up to me, and he says, "Hey, Mike, you know, they ran this blitz 3 years ago. How are we going to block this thing?" I looked at him, and said, "You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. How in the world did you find that? Come on, Marshall." I said, "You know, that's the one that we're just going to take a mulligan on, I guess, you know." But he found it. He, you know, that's the kind of preparation he did. And, you know, my first meeting with the offense, I tell the story, too. He's sitting in the front row. He's got several pads ready to write down. He's got different colored pencils, and, you know, he's got a recorder. He's ready to go, and I'm starting to talk, and he stops. He says, "Coach, would you stop a second?" He stands up, he turns around, he looks around. He says, "I see a couple guys back here that aren't writing anything down. Some of you guys don't even have a pad." And he starts chewing all the guys out. This is our first meeting together. So I said, "Well, take a few minutes, go get yourself something." And they come back, and then they start scribbling down, you know, what they're supposed to do. But I was so amped up, I didn't even notice that, you know, but he did.
Wow. You had such an offense. I mean, you had this great offensive line anchored by the Hall of Famer Orlando Pace. You had great tight ends. Of course, we mentioned Faulk and some terrific protection. He was a great blocker as well, Faulk was, when the blitz would come. But your receivers, I mean, Isaac Bruce, one of the great route runners of all time. Torrey Holt was a rookie that year. And on it went. Oz Akeem, Ricky Prohl, you name them. Mike, as stressful as that job can be, you had to have had some fun dialing up those plays.
Well, the game in football was never stressful for me. Winning, trying to win, was that part of the game is never stressful for me. It was dealing with things that, you know, off and beyond the field that was stressful. But, you know, those guys all together, when I first got the job there, there was a coach there that had been fired, and he walked into my office. And he said, "Listen, they got all these little receivers here, Isaac King, Ricky Prohl, Isaac Bruce." And, of course, I had Isaac. He said, "These guys aren't big enough to play in the National Football League. You'll never win with these kind of receivers." I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah, and this guy, Kurt Warren, he didn't belong in the league." You know, so that's kind of what we went into when we first got there. It was all the pieces were there. And in itself, all those pieces, when you looked at from different eyes, you can put it together, and together they were something special. Freddie Miller was a guard. We moved him out to right tackle. Mike Gruttadori was a guard. We moved him to center. We moved everybody around, got rid of a couple guys in the offensive line that really didn't have a great attitude that we were looking for. dialed up the receivers, got Torrey in here, and started to go to work with him, you know. And here's the thing about that, and I learned this at Washington, and it's kind of a long story. I won't bother you with it, but we focused on what they could do and emphasized it. And if there's something they couldn't do, they had to prove that they couldn't do it. We never put guys in a place where this is what he is. You know, you'll define what you are. We're going to give you those opportunities. And when players get that, they just excel. You know, they don't know how good they can be. And that was what we did. We just, how good can you be? Let's go find out.
It was an unbelievable season from start to finish. Just amazing. The memories that come out of the 1999 greatest show on turf. Before I talk about what's happening on Saturday, I do want to mention, I mentioned that I covered that season. Jim Thomas covered every single St. Louis Rams game, including, of course, that season. And you are paired with him doing a podcast. I want to promote that for a moment. It's on Klabes Online right now. I'm glad that Mike has picked that up. And I know that's fun for you to talk some football with JT.
Well, it is. It kind of keeps you current. You know, I do watch the games. And, of course, Jim's a good friend. He has insight. We have a great relationship. I love teasing him. and he's actually ghosting a book for me, you know, Third and Long. That should be finished by the end of the year at some time. So.
Oh, that'll be a must read for sure. So I'm going to sit down with you and Mike Jones and Ricky Prohl. We're going to do a Q&A with the fans on Saturday. There are also autograph sessions with Isaac, with Marshall, with Torrey. To get everybody back together in one place, I know will be a lot of fun for you, won't it, Mike?
It's good to see all these guys because, you know, when you split up from that, you know, you're close, so close for that period of time, and then everybody has their own lives and families and across the country, and you just lose touch. So it's going to be good to see them again.
It was the thrill of a lifetime to be able to be with the 1999 St. Louis Rams and some of those great teams that followed, and Mike Martz, a huge part of that as the offensive coordinator of the Super Bowl champions. So you can see all of them on Saturday. It's a 6:15 game against the Cleveland Guardians. Before that, the 25th anniversary of the greatest show on turf, former players all over the place. Get your theme tickets at cardinals.com/greatest show on turf. We'll have a great time at Busch Stadium on Saturday. I'll see you then, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
The head coach of the Rams for many years, Mike Martz, with us on KMOX.